France is holding presidential elections this April, but President Jacques Chirac, who's 74 years old, so far has refused to say if he will run for a third term. Accusations of corruption, dating from his time as mayor of Paris in the 1980s, might be one factor complicating that decision. Today, the lower house of the French parliament adopted a bill to make it easier to prosecute former presidents. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Every December 31st, the French president gives his traditional New Year's speech. For the last 12 years, that message has come from the familiar voice of Jacques Chirac.
Mes chers compatriotes, de métropole, d'outre-mer, de l'étranger.
But if the French were expecting parting words of gratitude and reflection from a president gliding toward retirement, they got a surprise. Chirac kicked off the new year with a series of lofty, long-term proposals that looked suspiciously like campaign promises. Christine O'Krent is a political commentator.
Well, Jacques Chirac is doing a typical Jacques Chirac act. Chirac has been a very disappointing president, but he's a great tactician, and he's a fantastic political killer, which is how he got there in the first place. And so he loves campaigning.
Chirac has been a minister, mayor of Paris, prime minister and president, and many French people have never known politics without him. His coyness about his future political intentions prompted a popular TV news anchor to ask Chirac's wife the question on everyone's lips.
Est-ce que vous avez donné un conseil à votre mari? Est-ce qu'il faut qu'il se représente?
Je m'attendais bien un peu à cette question parce que tout le monde la pose.
I thought you might ask that, said Bernadette Chirac. My husband will decide all by himself at the right time. He doesn't discuss that sort of thing with his family. He'll tell me the night before. But can Chirac overcome his record? In the last 2 years, he has presided over mass protests, suburban rioting, and the embarrassing loss of the European referendum, not to mention those accusations of corruption. 81% of French people say they don't want him to run for a third term, and a recent crop of books and scathing TV programs paint an unfavorable picture of the president as a scheming good old boy. But while pundits may enjoy the titillation and intrigue of Chirac's behavior, one politician who finds it less than amusing is the new presidential candidate of Chirac's UMP party, Nicolas Sarkozy.
Et vive la France, notre pays, notre nation, notre patrie.
Sarkozy accepted the nomination on Sunday at a massive UMP rally in Paris, but Chirac was absent, and so far he's refused to endorse Sarkozy. The two men, once political mentor and protege, have become arch enemies. And some say Chirac would rather see rival socialist Ségolène Royal succeed him than Sarkozy. Author and columnist Nicolas Dominac has followed the Chirac-Sarkozy rivalry for years.
Jacques Chirac, d'abord, il essaye de réhabiliter son bilan.
Jacques Chirac is trying to rehabilitate his legacy and to impose it on Nicolas Sarkozy, who wants a real break with Chirac, but at the same time needs him. So Sarkozy must find a way to bow down before the venerable king while keeping his distance.
Chirac must decide his presidential intentions by March 16th. If he runs, it will have to be as an independent. Some pundits say Chirac is trying to avoid the criminal charges that may follow if he steps down. Others speculate he's keeping France guessing in the hope that a last-minute international crisis will prove the country still needs him. One commentator put it more simply, the French people have moved on, but Jacques Chirac has not. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.